Welcome to Impact Investing TV.
Together, we will go on a global adventure, discovering the power of impact investing.
You will meet inspiring humans who are shaping a sustainable world for current and future generations.
There's no limit to the positive changes when we come together.
Let the journey begin. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of season 7.
To all those who are joining in the first time in this season, the theme of this season is Impact Investing Worldwide, Uniting for a Sustainable Future.
Okay, before we start, let us share a story.
So you all know that we are now working towards the COP28 in United Arab Emirates in Dubai, and everyone is making plans. One of the highlights of the COP28 is the Global Stock Day, which will be presented and discussed.
What? Global Stock Day? What is that?
It's an inventory report summarizing what are the steps taken and results obtained in reaching the collective progress towards the goals of the Paris Agreement of COP21. Where does the world stand with its climate action commitments, identifying gaps, and working together with the following steps?
That sounds extremely exciting, and I'm curious to know how much of what was said, discussed, and promised was actually implemented. We all love talking, but acting, that's usually much more difficult.
In my opinion, you're very right. It's going to be one depressing report. For example, in Germany, we shut down one or two coal power stations. That was global news. But what was not the global news, and which this report will summarize, is the huge number of large coal power stations being built in the ever-increasing speed around the world. And what is increasing exponentially also is the CO2 emission.
It's very true. And what seriously surprises me is that the countries which today are all in fire and facing the major impact of climate change are also the same countries building all these huge coal power stations.
Correct. And to start with, to stop climate change, we need a global action, which in today's world's political situation is nearly mission impossible.
Possible in dreams.
Or possible in dreams. Secondly, most countries building these coal power stations are relatively cheaper to build than renewable plants. And that is one of the issues.
Cheap because fossil fuel is artificially kept cheaper. So what is the solution then?
I think one possible solution that we were considering also together with a lot of major institutions is that if the richer and Western countries start supporting the emerging countries in building renewable power stations or renewable energy power stations.
That's a good idea. We are the impact investors, and not only, all investors who jump in and act. Today, guest who is coming from an amazing country, and this country is facing unprecedented worst impact of climate change.
Which country is it? If I read the news, there are nearly so many countries today, from Canada to Australia, are on facing massive.
Right, but let our audience guess it first. Let them watch a video about this particular country. And any idea which country it is?
Not yet.
Tell me. Okay, I'll give you more hints. Europeans arrived here first on 5th December 1492 with Columbus' first voyage. And he founded here the first European settlement in America. Second hint, which is more interesting, is that it was the first independent nation of Latin America and the Caribbean the Second Republic in the Americas, and the first country in the Americas to eliminate slavery, and the only state in history established by a successful slave revolt.
Wow, with such a glorious history, it can only be one country. It's Haiti, or officially called the Republic of Haiti.
Bingo. With this, I'd like to welcome our guest, Mr. Marc de Saint-Ange.
Hello. I'm so happy to be with you.
Hi, Marc. Welcome, and great to have you with us today. Are you in Haiti right now?
In the present moment, I'm not in Haiti, so this is where I live. This is my country. This is where I was born. So we love this country, and we still believe we can change a lot of things in the future.
Absolutely. Let me introduce you quickly to our audience before we continue with a lot of questions about Haiti and the climate change situation. So, Marc, you are the Vice President and Project Manager of the Haitian Association for Solidarity. It's also called ASHAS. You play a key role in the management of numerous projects in the field of agroforestry, energy, and agriculture. You're also a former national consultant for the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, and you were focusing there on industrial sectors such as electricity, metallurgy, agro-industry, and agroforestry. So more we will hear just in a second about it.
Yeah, exactly. So Marc, can you please tell us what inspired you to start the Haitian Association for Solidarity?
As you might know, we are facing to a lot of issues in Haiti specifically. As a young entrepreneur and citizen, we said to ourselves, we need to do something. We can't leave the country as a lot of people, they do. And we know we have a lot of political issues. And we said, okay, we're going to start something. We're going to start an institution. So this institution, we're going to bring to the people, to the community, specifically the people who live in the countryside of the country. We're going to bring a new brief because they need solutions. They need a lot of stuff. So this is the way we start this institution. And we our focus is specifically, as you already said, and renewable energy, agroforestry, sustainable agriculture, because these type of sector, these type of field are very important for the development of the country and all the different communities where we are living and where we have, we're supposed to bring change to the people. Yeah, this is in this kind of context we start our institution, ASHAS.
Thank you. And I have another question. Also, you mentioned yourself in an article that Haiti is internationally known for its destructive natural disasters and turbulent political life. And in fact, you might have searched in Wikipedia, it's even named as a failed state. Still, which sector do you believe holds the most potential for growth and innovation in Haiti for the next decade? You know, the country like here you can see, I would not leave just like that. I would try to do something about it.
Yeah. As I mentioned, we have the different sectors where we think this is where we're supposed to start if we really want to make change in the country. Specifically, the agriculture is very important because nowadays we're facing a lot of problems related to the nutrition of the population, and we as you mentioned, we have a lot of problem with the climate change because we receive a lot of impacts of all these type of things. We have hurricanes, and we have two other things like earthquake and so on. So we think it's necessary to act as soon as possible because we can't leave people live in this type of situation. It's for the reason we try our best to attack specifically this kind of fields, agroforestry, it's important. We want to help the agriculture because we have facing problems of water too. So deforestation and agroforestry, this is one of the main sector we fight. It's very important to build project and this field. It's for the reason we specifically have a focus on this type of sector.
And what cultural, natural, or historical aspects of your country do you believe makes it so special, so unique?
Yeah, exactly. As you mentioned at the beginning of the emission, we are the first Black independent country in the world, and the second one flown over the world. And we have also some type of monuments. In the video you play at the beginning, you can see the Citadel Lafayette. This is a type of monument. It's already classed by UNESCO, like the 8th specific monument in the world. And we have Vodutu. As you might know, this is our roots as a nation. And we create also Kampa. This is a style of music. It belongs to Haiti specifically. I can say this type of things, it's unique to Haiti.
Let's talk more about ASHAS, so the Association, Haitian Association for Solidarity. Can you tell us more about it? And what is it? What are the goals of ASHAS?
ASHAS was born out of a pressing need expressed by rural communities in Haiti to implement social economic development projects. So relying on the participation and collaboration of its members, beneficiary communities and partners to reinvent a more promising future through massive create actions in rural areas specifically. So in this context that we are working and committed to building sustainable and profitable partnerships, both national and international, for the benefits of the socioeconomic development of the communities. So our objective is increase the pace and skill of agroforestry-based reforestation of degraded farmland and sustainable use of biomass energy with associated improvements and land health, specifically livelihoods and poverty reduction. We want to increase the number of hybrid and photovoltaic power plants in Haiti because the energy is very important for us too. These sectors, they are the main sectors we involve in Haiti, and we want to continue to push because they are very important and substantial for the benefit of all these communities we are living in Haiti.
Right, how many members do you have in ASHAS right now?
ASHAS, we have 35 members. I'm talking about the human being, and we have all the grassroots organization and the different communities. They support us. So this is what we have. And we have partnerships with different grassroots organization. And these type of organization, they are available for our projects. For example, we have 1,500 planters, farmers. We put them all together, and we have landowners and little entrepreneurs. They are about 200 in the different communities we have, specifically in Grand Dance. This is in the state we have more activities. So yeah, this is what we have, our 35 members, and we have partnerships when we can count it on other resources, human resources, and our different partnerships we have with grassroots organization.
Okay. And what are the ASHAS's objectives concerning degraded agricultural land? because you have quite a lot of degraded land.
Effectively. So one, the objective we have, it's inverse and forestry and agroforestry projects. This is the only one way we see we can have an impact on these kind of issues we are facing and on the daily basis in Haiti, specifically related to the land. This is the way we see that, inverse and forestry and agroforestry projects.
Where in Haiti is the agroforestry project located? How big is it?
How many meters? Now we have actions on three states. The main state where we have more actions, this is Grandens. In Grandens, we have more than 10 cities. So we have more activities in Grandens. And the big project is something like 12,500 hectares. So the first part of the project in Grandens is on 2,000 hectares of agroforestry project. This is what we have in Grandens specifically.
And what are the key benefits of the project which will bring to the local communities there?
There's a lot of impact or benefits. For example, if specifically the first things, this project gonna bring jobs. And we talk about the permanent jobs because when we do agroforestry projects, it's something on 30 years. So we still need people to take care of all these trees. Even if at the beginning, we're gonna have more jobs. So after 1, 2, 3, 4 years, we will still have people working in these kind of projects. And they're gonna improve soil health and fertility. This part is very important for the agriculture. And we're gonna diversify the livelihoods, enhance food security too. And environmental conservation, this aspect is very important for the problem we're facing on a daily basis. I'm talking about the environmental problems, and we're gonna have climate change mitigation and adaptation too. So these projects that I'm bringing to the communities reduce pressure on the natural resources. This aspect is very important. And community empowerment and knowledge and skill transfer too, because anyway, we're supposed to have this position from us or other people, because this is a country we're supposed to still alive. So it's for the reason we take knowledge and skills transfer is very important too. All these things, this project gonna bring all these things to the communities.
Mm-hmm. And which agroforestry system are you implementing? Something innovative or?
We don't really have a name specifically for that. The way we see that, we're gonna mix some method. That means we will have forestry trees, and we will have at the same time agro trees too. And we will have a chance to have some crops between the trees. So we think it's for the reason we choose to have projects agroforestry, because we know that our situation now, it's important to have this type of project. We can't have only forestry because we want to have fruits from these kind of agro trees, because they're gonna help the population. They are facing food problems. So anyway, a type of project like this, it's very important for us.
Right. I suppose besides food security, you also support local farmers with some economic opportunities, right?
Yes.
What are those?
I'm sorry?
What are those economic opportunities that local farmers benefit from when they are engaged in your project?
For example, the diversification of food sources is very important, and stable production in the different communities, resilient and climate variability. And we'll have the project gonna add value add products and community ownership, and also local leadership and entrepreneurship. These type of things, they are very, very important, and they can help the communities to grow up.
Okay. And are you currently offering also carbon credits? And do you plan to expand access to electricity?
Presently we have a good idea about the carbon credit. We know what it is, and even if we do not experience it yet, so this is the goal of the project. We already have contact with the government. I'm talking about specifically Ministry of Environment. We can sell carbon credit at international level.
Right. And how many people have you benefited so far?
We can say for the agroforestry project, we already do a bunch of, I can consider a little agroforestry projects, because we already plant 15,000, 10,000. If I go to the back of our records, we already plant more than 60,000 trees. And we take these massive actions. They are very important. It's for the reason we want to scale up projects to have more and more results, because they are very important for our communities.
And has the climate change affected the island? And how are you contributing to mitigation?
Absolutely, yes. Because you can see on the news all the problems we have. I remember 2017, we have Matthew. Matthew hurricane destroyed a lot of things. And even if us, we were affected too. So we have problem with the soils. We have problem of water too, because some parts in the year we can't find water to use. So it's something very important. So yeah, we very affected by the climate change, and it's for the reason as citizen we want to take action, because we can't leave things going on like this without any solution. It's for the reason we take initiative and we want to build projects, and we want to put people together, because we need result, and we can't do it without other supports, other initiative, other resources. It's for the reason we focus on this type of field, because they are very important for Haiti.
Mike, and which measures have been implemented to mitigate hurricanes' catastrophic effect? If you start new project to on land, in agriculture or reforestation, what are the risks of hurricanes to destroy it again? So how do we mitigate this risk?
The best way to do that, this is what we have as goal, is renewable energy promotion and reforestation and agroforestation, and because they are very important, agriculture adaptation too. This part is very important, the community engagement and education too. As citizens, we are not the state, we are not the government. This is the way we can act as association and institution to make our work and to put our value and the situation we are living.
And who are your main partners, and are you looking for more partners?
I can say our main partners, this is grassroots organization and association we have in the different communities, because this type of project, we can't do it without their support. So it's for the reason we are very tight together, and we are looking for support, because we see for the last 2 years, we make a lot of efforts. So without support, specifically international or national support. I'm talking about the financial support, the investment, because they are very important to move forward with this type of project. We talk about something on 2,000 hectares. The first part, we talk about something 12,500 hectares. This is the long-term project. So these type of projects, we can't do it without financial support, without investment. This is what we are looking for now. We need honesty. Yeah, exactly.
Because, how much are you looking for? What do you mean?
For the first part of the project, agroforestry specifically, we are looking for $2.5 million to build these projects on 2,000 hectares. Then we have other projects. Maybe we can discuss the other projects and another emission. So for this one, this is what we are looking for, $2.5 million.
Okay. And what is the biggest challenge and ASAF then face in the future, in your opinion?
I think it could be the same answer. Finding financial support is very important for the future. Otherwise, we will still doing the little project we used to do. I'm talking about planting 15,000 trees, 10,000 trees, and small communities. So they are not insignificant. So the major impact we are looking for, this is the challenge to find more money, investment, financial support to build these projects. Because as you know, we will still have environmental impacts. I'm talking about hurricanes and so on. So anyway, this is our challenge, to find international support and to find more partnerships, because we need this type of support to go up and to move forward in our projects.
Right. So what would be your impact if you would get the funding? You know, if you get the funding, how big would be your impact being with the project?
The first thing we know on the impact we will have, we will mitigate this type of environmental problem. Because, for example, in the south of the country where we have intervention, we know in a part of the year, it's on more than 4 months, it's difficult to have water. This is an aspect very important. For example, we still have a hurricane, and we have 6 months of risk during the year, and we can have any kind of things happen. I'm talking about environmental problems. So if we build these type of problems, anyway, we're going to have an impact. I'm not saying we're going to fix all the environmental problems we have in Haiti. No. So anyway, it will be significant. And if we still continue go up with our projects, anyway, we will have a major impact on people's life, on the environmental. We're going to have water. We're going to have a better agriculture. We're going to have a better environmental. Anyway, we will have people, they're going to see the impacts we will have.
Right. And we didn't talk much about your personal story, Mark. So maybe, what's your why behind this? Why are you doing that?
It's a self-motivation, we can say, because we think Eddie and I, we are blessed. The reason I said that is because we have chance to go to school and we have chance to have higher education. A lot of people in Haiti, they don't have these opportunities. We know that, and we have conscience of that. So what we say to ourselves is, if we have this opportunity, we're supposed to bring value to our communities where we were born, where we have people, they have missed opportunity. So for the new generation, we said it's important to do something. We don't know, we don't really have a specific idea behind of that, because we are not politician. We have any intention to be president, to be any kind of things in our country. The has developer, we can say has developer agents. Our motivation is to build something for the new generation. It is not necessarily for my relative, for my kids, for my family. We talk about communities. We talk about countries, because if we have all the people like us, they want to take initiative, I think we're going to have a better country, the Haiti country, this country we love so much.
Thank you for sharing.
Beautiful answer.
Yeah.
And how can, you know, we have quite a massive audience who are watching us. How can our audience support you?
I think what we really need is we need investments in our projects, and we need financial support. Yeah, this is what we need. We might have to expertise. We will not say we know everything. So anyway, we know we already have the little projects. We have experience, something like this. So we might need expertise too. So the door is open. So our goal is we want to have investment, financial support, because otherwise it will be difficult for us with only community support to go forward with our projects. So this is what we need. If someone or anyone wants to invest in our projects, the door is very wide open. And I think this is one of the best investments we can do, because we will see the results, and it will stay for long term, because when we talk about agroforestry project, we talk about 30 years. So yeah, this is what we would like to have from your audience, is financial support or investment.
Great, Mark. Thank you so much. And as the time is running so quickly on Haiti, can you share the last call to action message for our global audience?
So we are living in a world where the situation is worse than worry, specifically from some parts. And Haiti is one of the part of the world where situation is, I don't want to say it's worse than already. So we are at a point we need a leadership. We need people with motivation. We need people who wants to take initiative. And we take, in our association, we are a group of social entrepreneurs. We are so motivated to go forward. It's for the reason at the beginning we put our own money and what we are doing, because we believe if we want to preach the word, we're supposed to be the first example. It's for the reason we put ourselves, we put our time, we put our energy, we put our money, and these are our things. So we have people through all over the world. They might interest to put an action. For example, this is a personal thing. I invest in people education in my country. It is not some initiative I'm the director of. This is somebody who lead this type of initiative. And I give my money just to help at least two kids to go to school. So through all over the world, we have this kind of mindset people, humble people, the people with big hearts. We want to receive this kind of support, yet we are very wide open. So please, if you have intention to put your money in this type of things, the things we need to say to, we are not only want to receive charity, we want to receive investment too, because you can have return on your investment. Because we want to sell the carbon credit at international level, and you will have some return. So we are very wide open, and we are very available to communicate, to speak, to talk to you. If you have this type of intention, we are there and we are very ready to talk to you.
That's fantastic. I completely agree with you. So you can only inspire with your own example. Nothing else works. If you change, then the world around starts changing.
Yeah, thank you. I hope my English is a little bit better than people that they understand my message. So as you might know, English is not my first language. We speak good in French, so I try my best to explain what we have deep inside of us.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for joining us, Mark, and we hope to see you in person in Haiti or otherwise, let's get together online.
We wish that too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Dear viewers, with this, we're finished the third episode of season 7. The holidays slowly are coming to an end, right?
So next
episode. And summer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So we know about this. Yeah, in some countries, summer is getting over.
And next episode, we will travel again to another country. Thank you for watching us.
And you can always reach us on apply@iasolution.ch. So if you want to support Mark, please write to us. I want to support Mark. How can I do that? We will connect you with great pleasure. apply@iasolution.ch. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Hey, we hope you've now been inspired by the remarkable stories that shape impact investing worldwide.
Make sure you subscribe to our channel not to miss any future episodes.
Contact us if you want to support our guests or be the next TV show guest yourself.
Join the awesome impact community and invite your friends to do the same.
You can find us on TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, podcast, anywhere in your favorite social media.
We look forward to sharing the next episode with you. And remember,
together, we create a truly sustainable future.